Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right, it's Bitburger. Bitburger.
The beer.
Yeah, the beer. It was one of the appetizers. A lot of drinkers in the crowd, and people say, "What was that beer? What was that beer? I want to try that." It's Bitburger. And I got to get a case of that, too. Speaking of that, I didn't ask you off the air, do I owe Craig a buck or does he owe me a buck?
You owe Craig a dollar.
Oh, you went a night.
Yeah.
All right, we're not going to double this up.
Are you sure? Because I think I can do it again.
Yeah, but I'm not going to count the weekends because, well, it doesn't matter. You're going to, yeah. If I go double or nothing the whole way out, I'll eventually win on Friday anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I think I might win by Thursday.
You might win by Wednesday, but I feel decent enough for
I'm going to let it ride with Craig, though.
Right, I could probably do it again tonight.
I'm going to let it ride with Craig. Craig's going to have visions of you getting sober for like 6 months and
$2.
Raking in the cash. That's double or nothing, so each time it double every day.
But we're going $2 tonight.
Tonight, but it'll be $4.
And that's where Craig will lose.
Right, if we go to Wednesday.
So I better just keep the money in my pocket because it's going to be mine.
Yeah, you're going to get it back.
Okay, we'll have this conversation with Craig and he gets in there. Right. He'll have visions of getting rich.
Well, the last time that I tried this little experiment, I had difficulty sleeping. But the last night was the best night's sleep I've had in weeks.
Yeah, I slept pretty good last night myself. But because I was trying to shake off some alcohol over the weekend, too. Standline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Anybody have Georgette? That was the actress's first, I was her actual character's name on Mary Tyler Moore, but she was Georgia Engel. I didn't know that was her real name.
Nor did I. She was a good character actor.
Ted Knight's, she's most famous for Ted Knight's girlfriend on Mary Tyler Moore. She was excellent. Had a real high voice.
In her time?
She's been a bunch of stuff since then, too, but she passed away yesterday.
How old?
70. I didn't read what it was.
70?
Yeah, she was the younger one on that cast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember, she was younger than him and younger pretty much than Mary and everybody else on that show. Because Ted Knight was like he was Ted Knight.
Was she sick? Because that's...
Well, she died.
That's a little before her time.
Mm-hmm. He's looking it up.
Cause of death was undetermined.
All right.
Oh, she was a Christian Scientist.
Oh, but she probably had glasses, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen any pictures.
Oh, so that means if you do get sick, you don't go check it out.
Right.
You
so just, there's not a lot of medical records to reference
might
here.
Might have a bunch of people come around and pray. Pray that cancer away.
Yeah, exactly.
You pray that gout away.
That doesn't
That's
work.
That's how that Christian Science stuff works, as I understand it.
Pray the gout away?
Yeah.
It doesn't work, though. It doesn't work. You get it or you don't, you know.
I forget who sang that song.
Pray the gout away. Yeah, there's
a song about praying the gout away, but it escapes me at the moment.
Oh, Craig will be happy. He's a dollar richer today. All right. His net worth is a dollar more today. Todd didn't drink last night. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, Craig does have his work cut out for him yesterday because I'm going through the news channels last night, and there was apparently only one news story that happened yesterday.
Yeah, what would that be?
Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is, well, maybe it still is a little bit. It's burning.
It
burned. A lot of stuff burned.
I think I just saw they said they've officially said it's out.
Oh, good.
It's done burning.
Now they're going to have to find another news story.
There is plenty of news stories out there. Driving in, that was they compared it to 9/11, and I'll save my feelings on that for off the air. It's not 9/11.
Yeah, I just know
why. Not 9/11.
I will not give my General Hospital back from yesterday.
Didn't they rerun it at 2 o'clock in the morning? Some stations do that.
I don't know. Yeah, I just know that.
That and the Husker press conference. They'll break into Husker press conferences. If they get a new basketball coach in Lincoln, you can miss your General Hospital. Right, exactly.
Yeah, you would think in this day and age that network news would finally alter their coverage a little bit, because anyone who really gave a rat's ass could go to the interwebs.
Yes.
If you're going to
and
show
cable.
This,
and right. cable.
Sure.
All the cable stations. Right. I mean, MSNBC, Fox, CNN, all those.
It is not necessary to show the same images over and over and to repeat the same stuff over and over.
No, it's not.
Do 10 minutes worth and then move on.
Nope.
Totally unnecessary.
Yep, I didn't even watch the news last night because of that, you know. Been there, done that, saw it, you know.
It shows you how, daytime programming isn't that important, because if this had happened during prime time, they wouldn't have cut away for an hour to cover burning Catholic church.
No. I think the network is, in all instances, you know, with the exception of 9/11, which was, you know, 9/11. You can't compare it to anything. It was 9/11. And with the exception of that, network news should just not worry about it during the day because the cable channels got it.
Who said 9/11?
Oh, I heard. I told you that. Oh, Morning Joe.
People lost their lives in 9/11. Nobody lost their life in this.
They alluded to the fact that people around the world watched because it was like 9/11.
No. 9/11 was kind of also a declaration of war. This was not a declaration of war.
No, it was a welder.
Welder.
Right. It was an Italian, French welder.
Right. Yeah, he dropped a spark somewhere.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Sorry.
Sad, but that's what happened, right?
It is. But, the Tommy, 1160, I believe that was built.
Nope.
So.
Nobody died.
Almost
nobody
a thousand
died.
Years of molestation going on in that building. 900 years.
We're discussing this off the air. When do we bring that up? Okay, right away.
900 years.
Right away.
Well, because, the molestation, I've read, goes back over 1,000 years, 1,100 years.
It does.
So it was well.
They didn't mention that in Morning Joe.
They were well into it.
They didn't mention that in Morning Joe in the way.
When the Notre Dame Cathedral was built.
They didn't mention that in Morning Joe, head in sand.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to guess probably just last week there was some little boy that was molested in Notre Dame Cathedral.
Last week.
And he shares that with an altar boy of 1,000 years ago.
Last week. Man, I just saw this too. This is actually good Tiger and Phil news. Their first, they made a $200,000 side bet right away. First got a birdie something on that pay per view thing we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, they can't do that in the Masters, can they?
That's what I thought.
Well, I thought you were talking about this last
weekend. I thought it was the Masters, the first round. Well, you probably can.
If you kept it quiet, you could. Technically,
keep it to yourself.
I don't think you can, but you could do it.
You can.
Yeah, if you keep,
yeah, you're not going to make it public.
Right, if everybody shuts the hell up about it.
Well, you just did you and Phil.
All right, Marcus says they did lose a firefighter.
Oh, really? I heard nobody died.
Notre Dame.
I heard nobody died.
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of.
And if that's that's a loss of life, yeah, that's more important than anything. Yeah. Most of the time. Yeah, I didn't hear that. All right. All right, Craig Evans.
Sorry, I just said, that's what I thought.
I think of that, too.
When they said how old it was, then I thought, the molestation was back. They were doing it there.
Not the time, Todd. Not the time.
it is.
It's painting the eggs time.
It's never.
You got to paint your eggs tonight.
It's never not the time.
Paint your eggs tonight. That's what I'm doing.
Granted, it was a nice piece of architecture.
Yeah.
It was. was
some art was in there. Yeah.
It was historic. There was a lot of art. Right. You know, it's a museum of sorts. A great stained glass, but
and great for the city of Paris. I get all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody died. Yeah. Well, except maybe a firefighter. We'll check into that. And it did not warrant the coverage that it received.
No, it did not. It did not.
There must be a lot of guilty Catholics in newsrooms across America, and not a bunch of Jewish people like everyone believes,
or other people.
That was total guilty Catholic coverage.
It was. I think that's what happened when I was listening to Morning Joe this morning. I'm sure there's a couple of fish eaters on the panel there. Liberals too, by the way.
Probably
all liberals. All right. Craig Evans. Craig will probably disagree with us.
I can't find any headlines that mention a firefighter.
Yeah, I heard just like maybe 10 minutes ago on the way in here that nobody died. You know, all right. Craig Evans, Petey Mack. We're going to do that bet with Craig. He's going to be happy. He got a dollar. He's a dollar up. Todd didn't drink last night.
I'm here to make him money.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.